Hello and welcome to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with me, Tom, Ash.
Hello, everybody.
And Craig.
Hi, guys!
Oh, Craig's not well. Craig's not here today. Pulled out sort of relatively last minute. He's incredibly ill, allegedly.
Yeah.
Been signed off at work and he's throwing up and stuff, so we can't really ask him to get involved because I don't want the quality to slide. Hence, well, the two main lads are here.
Exactly. So if he was here, it would really be a disservice to our listeners.
Correct.
Yeah.
So I think it's better, as always, that it's just the two of us. So we are here, the Gaffer Tapes are here to talk fantasy football, general Premier League nonsense, go through the scores, go through your teams, go through everything that's happened. And the big news, really, is, brace yourself, drum roll. Worst drum roll ever. Is that the double game week fixtures are in.
Shit, man, finally. Jesus Christ.
Shit, man.
You were there. They're here.
So we will be going through that in part two. We've got a comprehensive rundown. And because everything that's been tweeted to us for weeks and weeks, if you put FPL into Twitter, if you Google FPL, it's just people asking, when are these double game weeks coming? So we will be covering that in the second part because we've got a comprehensive rundown of it all.
I don't think Tom's overselling it by saying it's a comprehensive rundown.
It is a comprehensive rundown. I really did my research on this because when I realised it was just going to be the two of us, I thought, right, learn people's names, know what we're talking about, and really, really come at them with the double game week shit. So, yeah.
God, this is going to be amazing.
Old McMuffin got bloody sacked, didn't he? What's his name? McMuffin as the Newcastle team boss. You know the Newcastle man. Super Newcastle boy. McMuffin boy.
Australia's favourite chef guy.
Yeah, that one. So game week 30 has been and gone. It was a short game week. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 games. Half the league playing. Everyone was worried. People were tweeting us their team saying, I've only got 9 players. I've only got 8 players. Let's go through the bloody scores, Ash.
Yeah, it's like all the other teams were playing in some much more important competition.
Well, it's not. It was until Sunday. It was really important until then, and now not interested.
Now we're not going to talk
as
about
an Arsenal fan, or we are just concentrating on coming fourth. So, you know, at last we can do that. So Saturday seems like bloody ages ago. Norwich and City drew.
Yeah, what a disaster. I had obviously put Aguero captain. Tipped him last week.
Well, a lot of people put Aguero captain, so I was really happy to see that, obviously, because I didn't. And that was nice. Yeah, 0-0 there, Aguero, just the 2 points. Yeah, massive, because he was very highly captained.
Something like 60%, I think.
Was it?
Yeah, I was surprised it was that high. I thought a lot of people would have picked up someone from the Leicester game, or Kane, obviously.
True. But I think it was just the fact that it was the only real... Although, I suppose, yeah, Tottenham Villa... Oh. Yeah. I think it's if you've got Aguero in your team for 13.5 million or whatever he is, you're going to want to captain him.
Yeah, that's right.
But alas, he didn't get any points, which was nice for me. Bournemouth 3, Swansea 2, decent game.
Yeah, I've got Sigurdsson in, who scored again. So he's been, like, we tipped him a couple of weeks ago. He's definitely been, like, working out. Although, stupidly, I had a choice right at the end. I started off with 9 players, so I did double game transfer to try and get 11 people in my
double
squad.
Double game transfer?
Is that a thing? Yeah, double game week transfer.
That's a thing?
Yeah. Well,
is that a thing?
When you're on my sort of level.
Oh, you just make up your own words. It's fine.
Exactly.
When you came 81st in the world 1 year, you can just make stuff up.
Yeah. Who's going to question it?
You mean you took a 4-point hit?
I did take a 4-point hit.
Big time.
To bring in Kane. And then I was going to bring in King.
Well, it definitely that was worth it, wasn't it? Let's be honest. But
yeah, and I was going to bring in King, who was the top scorer in last week's
King
game
from
week.
Bournemouth.
King from Bournemouth, yeah. And then right at the last minute, for some reason, I decided to bring in Wayne Routledge.
Oh, the Routster.
Got 1
Roused
point.
About, yeah.
Yeah. So I my
Not
plan,
worth it.
My the idea for bringing him in was that Swansea have got better fixtures coming up than Bournemouth.
Yeah.
But then, because of the double game week that we're going to talk about, I'm going to wildcard soon. So really, it was stupid. Plus, Routledge is shit. So
what possessed you? Was it more cherry beer and
no? It was like
money on barbecues and shit.
That's a tactical decision because King's done really well. He did really well last season. Yeah. Last week, sorry. But he's been inconsistent.
Oh, okay.
And then so I was like, oh, Routledge has been shit all the time. So that's consistency.
Took a punt. That's all you did. Take a punt, and I don't blame you for it.
But so Swansea, who had a pickup on form. Unfortunately, lost to Bournemouth. mental statistic I've never noticed. I knew at the start of the season there was a big talk about how small their stadium was.
Yeah.
Like whether they'd actually be allowed to play it, that kind of thing. Attendance was 11,000.
11,179 to be exact.
Yeah.
That's just off the top of my head. Nothing to do with what I'm looking at. Yeah. Which, are you saying that that's not a lot or that is a lot?
That's not a lot. I mean, it's...
Well, it's not a lot, is it? If you look at everyone else's on like 30,000.
Yeah, exactly. Mental, isn't it?
True. True. Stats. Stats. Absolute stats. Yeah, and then the other game from Saturday was Stoke 1, Southampton 2. Bit annoyed that Stoke managed to score. That did annoy me. That sort of ballsed it up a little bit for me because I sort of piled on Southampton. I say I piled on Southampton defence. I didn't because old Gonk Font got... was
the Gonkster.
Did the you, Gonkster, so, yeah. Have you got, was, but I've got Forster.
Forster Fester.
Forster, who looks more like a fucking Frankenstein gonk than Font, let's be honest. So he annoyed me there. But Pella scored.
Twice.
Pella, who still has Pella? Do you think anyone has Pella?
I doubt it. Hasn't he gone 4 months without scoring?
Is it 4 months?
Apparently.
What, before this game?
Yeah.
So if you did have him, I'll tell you who it'll be. It'll be people who are around sort of Craig in the league who haven't touched their team since the start.
Yeah.
Sort of people, low lives and idiots around sort of where Craig is. Going for... Going, who still have Pella, you know, probably as captain, and they've probably got a massive points hit on such a shit, you know, sort of such a shit week.
Or diehard Southampton fans. Do you know the guy who tweets us in eating olives in his bath?
Yes, Dan. Yes.
He's definitely still got him in.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think he was the guy who went a while ago as captain to Southampton defender, and it really paid off.
Oh, yeah.
Right. When they were on a clean sheet and a while ago. But yeah, loyalty can sometimes work. But not always. Then we move on to Sunday. One game on Sunday. This is where a lot of people got a lot of points. Villa 0. Tottenham 2.
Yeah.
Harry Kane brace, if you don't mind me saying.
Oh, that is the kind of talk that gets you into a Sky commentary box. If you say things like, have you ever noticed on Sky, they always say Mezzers.
Mezzers.
Mezzers, Ozil and Kane.
Ah, okay.
It's a classic Sky thing.
What? Because, like, well, you picked quite a strange one then because... Ozil's first name is Mesut, so it sounds relatively... So it would have... That's not a very good comparison. You go, but sometimes they say Mesut Ozil, which I think is quite weird. No, that's his fucking name. No, I know what you mean. Like sirs, misses, yeah, misters.
Yeah, the plural of
Mesut. Messrs, Mahrez and Vardy would have been a better thingy. Yeah, so Kane. A few people captain Kane. That's where the points came in.
Yeah.
I think 2 goals from Kane. 13 points, I believe, Ash.
I think so, yeah. McBastards.
McBastards. If you captain Kane, well done. Villa is just going from bad to worse, really, isn't it? Let's be honest. Not that anyone was expecting anything to come from sort of them away.
I'd love to see who's got some Villa players still.
Really?
I wonder what the percentage picked of like, some of their players is. It's
kind
of brutal,
isn't it? Can't be a lot. Well, the fact that, and we will come to this, like the dream team of the week, closer at the back for Norwich.
Yeah.
Is like 0.0% picked.
Didn't we?
We worked out he's got like 300 people have picked him on the game.
Yeah, he got 8 points this week.
But he's in the massive, the big team, the big bad team of the week. So you know, sometimes it can potentially pay off to be one of the idiots. Picked
someone wrong. Absolutely, mate, I'm
doing well. And then the last game, which was last night, as we record this, Leicester 1-0. Beat Newcastle. Not as much as everyone thought. I certainly pictured Vardy getting a brace, maybe more.
What, Mezzers and...
Yeah, Mezzers, Vardy and Mahrez to get big points. But the goal came from Okazaki, as he's known.
Yeah.
Is he? Yeah, he is. yeah, so, I mean, our captained Vardy got... a few points, I think he scored five because he had the assist.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the thing is, what I've noticed with this is Leicester just do enough. Every time they just do enough to keep going and keep going. I mean, the league is theirs now. It really is. I mean, how much more have they got to do? It's literally a couple of games before everyone sort of...
The thing I wonder is whether their last few games... Remember earlier in the season, they were quite a good one for winning games like 2-0 and 3-1 or whatever.
Mm.
Whereas now, it's in the last three games been 1-0.
They drew, didn't they? They drew the other week.
Yeah, that's right. But I don't think they conceded in four.
But they're doing
games.
Enough. They are doing enough. Whereas if it was Arsenal, we would have gone there and we would have drawn 1-1.
Yeah, maybe.
Do you know what I mean? They're doing just enough. And I'm sitting there watching it. And, you know, part of me is an FPL manager. And then part of me is an Arsenal fan. I'm just thinking, oh, imagine if that Newcastle goal, late Newcastle goal, would be fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, but so it is frustrating. But Leicester, yeah, going from strength to strength. So, I mean, yeah, that was it. That was literally five games. The average points, I think, in the league were like 35 points.
Yeah, I guess that must include a lot of people who were, you know, people who haven't picked their team. So they had loads of blanks.
And didn't realise.
It's dragged maybe. Down the average. Or just like people who've stopped playing, because I got 57 or 58, something like that.
Yeah.
And went down about 20 places.
I got 48 points and went down 20 places.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, should we get to that? Should we get to where... Let's do where we are first before we do our top 10.
Yeah. We're more important.
Holding up the rear, Craigie. He went down. Maybe that's why he's ill. Eh?
Yeah.
431st he now is.
431st?
That's dog shit, isn't it?
How many points has he got?
He has 1,465 points.
1,465.
So yeah, 1,465. So he's a good 400 points off sort of top place in our league.
231 points behind me.
Something like that, yeah.
He last season, for the new listeners to the show, at the end of last season, he beat me by 3 points.
Yeah, which was massive because Ash is obviously the FPL expert here, finishing 81st in the world one time. Not that he mentions it. But yeah, that was massive, and it was a very hotly contested, very, very close thing. But Craig literally can't do anything right now, and he is a good, decent FPL player, really.
Maybe he was just on a hot streak. You know what I'd say? Like,
maybe he was using performance-enhancing drugs last year.
Yeah.
And because we regularly drug test at the gaffer tapes here, so that's probably what it is.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. That's what it is. Does it explain why he's not here this week?
Yes, that's what it is. Yeah, he would have pissed hot. Yeah. Pissed hot. That's what it is. So, yeah, Craig, 431st. Myself, oh yeah, like I say, I dropped... I dropped 11 places. 214th I am now.
It's not but too bad.
1,574. Yeah, I know, but I was like 3-click at one point. That was nice. I was looking towards this 2-click. You know, Tommy double-click. That would have been lovely.
How many clicks were you last season?
Well, it was very different. I was only 1-click last season because I came like 54th.
Yeah.
But we only
as
had about 100.
Yeah, we had like
169 or something last year. Whereas we got like 800 people this year and more coming, which we'll get to. We've got more people joining the league. But yeah, 214th for me, not great, but not the worst week ever, really. I only fielded 10 players as well because of Font. I thought there's no point in taking a 4-point hit on a defender who's only likely to get a couple of points if he doesn't get a clean sheet anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so difficult, as we said, to try and predict who's going to get clean sheets. I thought it's not worth it. Just keep Font. Don't take the points hit, you know.
That's true.
Because I had to get rid of Ozil because obviously Arsenal not playing. But yeah, and then Ash leading us, boys. 25th. Not bad, you did go down, didn't you?
Yeah.
Although I did just hear you say you went down 20 places. That is an Ash exaggeration there. You probably went down, what, 2 places?
I thought I was like 45th.
No, 25th.
So it's not as bad as I thought.
Oh,
but it's still been a shocking season, I just can't...
Well, no, I mean, 1,695 points, that's not bad. You're definitely, you know, you've definitely got potential to break that top 20 in the Gaffer Tapes League.
I've definitely suffered from not taking my own advice.
I was going to say, I've definitely suffered from not taking steroids this season. It's really hurt my game. It really has. I'm furious. Good. But yeah, so our Gaffer Tapes top 10. Not really any movement, I wouldn't have thought. Number 10, we have Bob Johnson with Bob's team. Number 9, Mitchell Bathurst, challenge everything. Number 8, he's gone down a little bit. Justin Bannon, JRB defending. 7th, Sushank Guard, Pinky and De Bruyne. 6th, a non-mover, Calvert. I really should get. I'll speak to Stimmer, see if I can get a Sky Sports job.
I don't think they do the Radio Top 100 or whatever you're
doing. Don't they? Oh, bollocks. Number, I could do the whole 100 and just read them off. That'd be the most boring thing in the world. Number 6, yeah, Calvin Chan, higher Ray for United FC. Number 5th. No, all right, okay. I withdraw my CV. Stimmers.
I nearly wrote off our microphone with a spit take.
In fifth, Richard Cosmala with Cosmala 11. Fourth, Elliot Levy, AFC New Finrock. Third, Mohamed Alkazi, Keep Calm and Climb Up. In second, the better of the Mielders now, Isle of Nabumbu, that's Gare Mielder, and At Top hasn't moved. Sam Porter right in the bushy. He's smashing it. He's what
was that?
Urban. I'm going for the urban thing now.
Oh,
Wince FM. Yeah, and he is doing very, very well. Yeah, he's like a good sort of 30, 40 points ahead of second place. So that's the top 10.
If you can hear the clicks in the background, which you may not be able to. I thought we're going to get live on air. I want to see his bottom.
Okay,
they don't
live
get
on air. Let's
definitely
do it.
The bottom 10 of the league. Don't get enough attention. Although it is quite some...
It is, but if you look... There. Although I will say one of the bottom... sort of within the bottom five is a fellow that I work with who... Oh, there we go. Bottom. Eric Harms.
He's only just joined, though.
He must have only just joined. 52-point week, 180 points.
Yeah.
Eric Harms with SF Routers.
Oh, my God. If you can...
The lad.
If you compare his... score, to be fair, him and the bottom three. So I imagine all these bottom three people must have joined fairly recently.
No, they haven't. I know for a fact that a few of them haven't. They've just been doing terrible.
This shows why the league's average is down so much. The person who is currently 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12th from last in our league got 5 points.
5 points, the lad. Chesler's Chasers. Let's not... I mean, he's got Ramsey, Rooney, Milner.
That is an amazing team. Giroud,
yeah. That's awful. Oxlade-Chamberlain and Shea Given. So let's not go into that. But yeah, so there you go. We have had new people join the league. Only today someone... I will be reading it out in the tweets later, but someone that is going to jump straight, I think, into like the top 10 or top 15, which it, I think's annoyed Ash a little bit. And to be fair, it pushes us all down, but it's a competitive league. We're here to challenge ourselves, as they say. Go on.
Hold
Anything
on.
Else you'd like to add?
I would. The person who did get 5 points is an active player.
Is he?
Well, they made 17 transfers 3 weeks ago.
Wow.
That's an amazing.
That's
snap.
Terrible.
Yeah.
That is awful. Hang your head in shame, mate.
Yeah.
Chesler's Chasers, whoever that is. Hang your head in shame, sir. But no, good luck to you. Thanks for joining. Thanks for listening. So that's the fixtures. That's where we are. That's what happened this week. In part two...
Oh, did we go over the FA Cup?
Oh, we didn't go over the FA Cup.
I know you tried to sideline it.
We can go over the FA Cup.
Yeah, that's the most important thing that actually happened.
Friday, Reading 0, Palace 2. Palace progress.
Yeah, but left both goals till pretty late, though.
Yeah.
I think Reading fans were playing at home.
Oh, no, so yeah. I was gutted when I saw that come through, because Reading's quite a local club for us, really, isn't it?
Yeah, here, relatively.
Here at Gaffer Tapes HQ in Windsor.
Yeah.
Saturday, Everton 2, Chelsea 0. That was nice.
Do you see Lukaku's goal?
Yes, I did. The first one, wasn't it?
Yeah, where he'd done about eight defenders.
He'd done a goal. Yeah.
He'd done a goal.
Yeah, that was quality. He is good, that guy. And we're going to talk about him regarding double game weeks coming up. Costa, dirty bastard.
Yeah, well, it's not like Costa to be in...
No, I know. Very strange. Very zen individual, isn't he?
Like a zen guard.
Placid.
Like spitting on it.
Placid.
He is the... You know, they say... Some people do like a two-footed tackle and look at that and go, he's not that kind of player.
Mm.
I don't think he'll ever, whatever he does from now on, if he becomes the UN peace envoy, there's never going to be a time where he does a tackle.
Mm.
And the commentator says, that's weird, Costa's not that kind of player.
Yeah. The only way you say that, you went, well, that's not like him to attempt to bite someone. He'd usually actually fucking bite them and stick his finger up their arse, the dirty prick. Can't stand him. And then Sunday, United drew with West Ham. Ash, did you watch the game?
Yeah.
How many times did you watch it? I just watched it like 12 times. I invited a load of friends around, got some people off the street, watched it, then actually created a cartoon version of it, and then did the illustrations myself.
Yeah, rewatched the Braille version of it.
Rewatched the Braille version of it. Can you watch a Braille version?
Yeah, like a Braille stream.
Oh, yeah, good. Yeah, it's good.
Excellent. Yeah, the Payet goal, I don't know if you saw it, was incredible. Like a free kick right in the top corner. Yeah. And then, obviously, immediately we conceded back.
Yeah, unfortunate. Well, not immediately, about 20 minutes later. But interesting. Yeah, so that's being replayed, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't think they've announced the date yet.
And then that's it. There was no more games. So, thank you.
So, how bad was it?
How bad was it? Do you know what? I was only sort of dipping in and out of it.
Just like Arsene Wenger.
Correct. Just like the whole team of bottle job.
Because I watched the first half and then I gave up in preparation. I had to zen myself out for the West Ham Man United game.
Yeah.
And then missed all the stuff. Oh, so one of the goals was amazing, wasn't it? The Watford goal, the volley into the top corner.
Not Igalo, the other one, was
yeah,
it?
Yeah, the other goal. Yeah, yeah. It was incredible.
Mm-hmm. Who cares? No one wants to talk about that, mate. We need to concentrate. And I'm happy that we can now concentrate on coming fourth in the league.
That is the optimal. Although, there's a certain other East London club.
Well, we're North London, but...
Well, a certain other London club.
Yeah.
In the East of London.
In the East of
who
London.
Who are now eyeing that...
yeah, I tell you what. Champions League spot. No, not for us, but from City ahead of you. Fucking hell, that'd be amazing. If you could take that fourth spot, and it's not that difficult, or you know, sort of unbelievable for you to do it. I'd love that.
No,
imagine that.
Like a half-empty Olympic stadium.
Holy shit, that'd be incredible. But yeah, so that is the results. That is the leagues. In part two, we're going to be giving you the comprehensive rundown of double game weeks. This is why you listen. This is what you need. We're here with all the info. And we're going to go through your tweets. And then in the third part, we're going to preview the next game week. We're going to give you a couple of tips. And somehow we're going to do a quiz, even though Craig's basically dead. So, no, disclaimer, Craig's not dead. He's just very ill. So thank you very much. And we will see you in part two in just a second. And welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with me, Tom, Ash.
Hello, everybody.
And Craig.
Hi, guys.
Oh, he's still not here. He's still ill. But it doesn't matter. Like I say, the two main, most informative chaps
are
definitely here.
Much better presenters.
Much better presenters. Slicker.
Yeah.
Slicker. No, that's one thing we're not, is slick. But we are here to talk. We're finally going to get to it. The double game week. So as we record this, literally a few hours ago...
Bastards.
The double game weeks were announced.
Annoyingly.
Bastards. Yeah, I know, exactly. So if we'd have done this like yesterday or they'd been announced tomorrow, we wouldn't have to cover them. But we do.
so any other person doing a podcast would be like, yes.
Yes, finally. We managed to get on. Yeah. No, but it's good because we'll smash it and then everyone will, as they always do, copy us.
Yeah, fuck
copycat
us.
Bastards,
really? Like, what is the point of all this?
Yeah.
I'm just elevating everybody else so they can beat me.
Exactly. Game week. So, the double game weeks are, at the moment, game week 34 and 37. Okay, make sure you're writing this down as we're saying it.
There will be a drawn-out quiz about it later.
There will be. Game week 34, the additional games... Okay.
You made that sound like it was like a DVD extra.
The additional game. So the game week starts 16th of April. And so that's the Saturday, Sunday, Monday games. So the additional games come in from the Tuesday, the 19th of April. And that one, it's potentially the one that is going to use everyone's triple captain.
So wait a minute. So let's go back a step.
Because let's go back a step.
For you.
Was it?
Yeah.
Damn.
So... Although I assume, not for me, obviously I got it.
No.
I knew exactly.
Well, you're literally looking at him as we talk.
I know. But let's just assume I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay.
Which is fairly good.
We're not going to go, do I have assumption. To go back and explain what a double game week is?
Let's just imagine you're you. Yeah. Imagine I'm you.
Right, and you're me, and Craig, we'll get Forrest up here. Forrest the dog can be Craig. We'll all take our clothes off. We'll have a bath. And then
we're back, everything right. back to normal. So
go on.
What game week are we at now?
Okay, so currently the upcoming game week this weekend, the 19th of March, which is coincidentally my 30th birthday, is that's game week 31. So the first double game week of this season, 2015-16 season, okay, is game week 34.
Yes, that's what I was going for. So it's actually 3 weeks away.
It's still 3 weeks away. So you have a perfect time with at least three free transfers to start building your team. Those of you who don't have a wild card. Okay, so the first of those double game week games comes in on the Tuesday, and it's Newcastle City. So that's the big one. Potentially, I'm thinking game week 34, people are going to start triple captaining.
Yeah, but by then...
It's going to be Aguero, isn't it? It always was really going to be him, and it's the perfect one. Granted, their first game, City's first game on the Saturday, is away to Chelsea. Now, it's not the ideal fixture. Obviously, you're going to want City having their double game week, Newcastle and
Villa and
someone
Sunderland.
Like Villa or Sunderland. It'll be amazing. It'll be written in the stars, and every single person who still has their triple captainship, which is a lot of people, are going to be doing that. Unfortunately, it's Chelsea. I mean, Chelsea obviously aren't the force that they were, but away to Chelsea?
But are you looking at this the wrong way?
Potentially. Is I usually
not,
am.
Is it not that by then, the Benitez effects have come into full force, right? So, should everybody be saving up to triple captain Ayoze Perez?
Well, there we go. Is that the rub?
Is it?
Is that what it is? Probably not, because they don't have the double game week, so it would be largely
They must
pointless.
Be, because they're playing Man City.
Who are?
Newcastle.
Oh, right. Sorry. Yes, sorry.
Yeah.
I see what you mean. Yeah.
So I'm saying everybody else
I'm with you. Yeah.
Should ditch your Newcastle, ditch your Manchester City players.
Right.
And invest heavily in Aston Villa and Newcastle.
Yeah, there we go. That's
especially if you're in the top, say, 24.
Yeah.
That's the real secret.
Top 24, do that. Bottom 20, anyone below that, take the real advice.
Hashtag differential.
Yeah. So City, I mean... Already, that looks like game week 34 is going to be the triple captains going on Aguero, if you've still got them left. The Wednesday after that, so that's the first triple captain, double game week game. And then on the Wednesday, West Ham versus Watford, Liverpool versus Everton, United versus Palace. They're all the double game week games, all those guys playing previously. And then the final one on the Thursday is Arsenal-West Brom.
I do like the fact you're not even calling it a double game week now. You're calling it a triple captain game.
Triple captain. Is that what I did again? Triple captain, double game week. It essentially is, isn't it? Let's be honest. That's the only reason you want to know.
Well, the thing, just interjecting.
Hmm.
What do you think about... So this is we've been talking all season about, now is the time to triple captain.
Yeah.
But actually, is it the time to use your bench...
Well,
your
double we game, had that.
Your double points. And you can't double point.
What? That's not a thing. Double point.
Oh no. Yeah, no. Double point. No, because you double point because it's double game week, right?
Okay.
And then you.
So
bench
it's your bench boost.
Boost.
Yeah. Well, we had that last week. That was the question, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Were you here? Do you remember?
No.
That was the question from Nini G, where I just went, "Oh my god, that's the best question ever," and it was amazing. Yeah. Yes. He said that. Is it not better to bench boost rather than triple captain? But looking at that, maybe it is. Maybe if you're stacking a load of Arsenal. A couple of Liverpool, Everton, City players, maybe it is. But I'm thinking because of that standout game on the Tuesday 19th of April, because of that standout Man City versus Newcastle game, I think game week 34 is going to be massively sort of triple captain heavy. Because earlier I actually tweeted a poll from the Gaffer Tapes Twitter account, at the Gaffer Tapes. Follow us there, guys. And I said, who's still got their triple captain? And so far, the poll's still going for another like 18 hours or something. But at the moment, we had about 65 votes, and 90% of the 65 people that voted have still got their triple captain left.
Really?
So if you're not going to use it there, I don't know if there's a sort of bigger one better.
What about, though, as a triple captain, if you are going to go that route...
Mm-hmm.
What about... Oh, my God. What?
Sorry. Checking stuff. Yeah, go.
What about Ozil?
Yeah, again, see, that could be a great shout.
Because they've got Palace and...
I've moved the thing now to look down to game week 37, but we do have...
Palace and... West Brom.
West Brom. Yeah, again. Okay, so yeah, so someone like Ozil, Welbeck's hit form, that would be the outside bet. Someone like that. Because think, everyone's going to go. Everyone's going to go. Yeah, a triple captain in Welbeck is mental. You know, he does score. Like, his minutes to goals is unbelievable. Again, he scored, came off the bench and scored the other day. And he's doing it a lot. But, you know, it's the sort of thing that I'd do in my mental second team.
That would be
now calling it.
That would be pretty legendary, though, if you triple captained Welbeck to win the league.
Yeah, imagine that. It'd be incredible. But it would be the sort of thing that works.
Psychotic would do.
So yeah, I mean, that's there. The other double game week
is the second to last week of the season.
Second to last week of the season, which is massive. So if you're still holding on to chips and stuff by then, are you crazy bastards? Then yeah, that's absolutely incredible. It is a game week 37, and we have West Ham and United. That's a double game week game.
So easy 3 points for the Hammers.
Easy 3 points for the Hammers. Yeah, that'll be massive towards the end of the season. Towards that point.
It's like, the last game at Upton Park.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Wow. Big game. Imagine that. Beating United. That'd be a massive game to go out on.
And the replay is the last FA Cup game there as well. Yeah. You know, the replay against United.
Big time. Oh, yeah, exactly, yeah.
You know what I was talking about?
I don't know what you're talking about. No, that's true, yeah, because you drew, and that's why you got the double game, mate. Keep up. Wednesday, then the following, Wednesday, 11th of May, Norwich versus Watford, Sunderland versus Everton, Liverpool versus Chelsea. Now, Everton, I think if you're going to look to keep your... No, they're not playing the first game week, are they?
No, so... What teams have got the double?
Yeah, sorry, no, I have that in front of me. So basically, this is what you need to write down. Okay, so long story short, Liverpool, Watford, Everton, West Ham, and United have double game weeks in 34 and 37.
Yeah.
Okay, Liverpool, Watford, Everton, West Ham, and United, 34 and 37. Then United, West Ham, Everton, Palace, Norwich and Watford have no games in week 35.
So the second double game week doesn't really help, you know, because your players are going to skip a game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, so we'll read the 35.
And if you load up on game week 34,
yeah,
with players, a lot of them, or a couple, certainly West Ham, United... aren't going to be playing the following week.
Yes, I mean.
So it's so tricky.
Yeah.
Wow. Arsenal, West Brom, Newcastle, City and Palace have just one double, and that's in game week 34. Chelsea, Sunderland and Norwich have one double game week, and that's in 35. There is still one game that they haven't allocated yet, and it's Everton Palace. So that is going to come. So that's why I got confused and thought Everton were having the double game week in 37 when it doesn't look like
are. Yeah.
Oh, no, they are.
No.
Sorry, Leicester. They've got Leicester. So Saturday, 7th of May, Leicester Everton.
Yeah, but they haven't got the double one, have they?
Yeah, they have. That's 11th. Wednesday, 11th of May. And that's 37 because 38 is the Sunday.
Yeah,
so, yeah, Everton do. So I tell you what, a little outside bet maybe is Lukaku playing Leicester and then, what did I say, Sunderland?
Palace?
Is that what I said?
Yeah. But they don't seem to be on it, though.
No, Everton. Yeah. Sunderland.
Oh, you said Palace.
Is there?
Yeah.
Sunderland, yeah. And they're going to have their Everton Palace game is going to be slotted in somewhere.
Oh, I see.
Which won't be game week 38, obviously, because that is literally all on one day on the Sunday, 15th. So, I mean, is that comprehensive enough? I don't know. I feel that we stumbled through it and it might be absolutely interminable to try and listen to.
I'd imagine so, unless you had a fixture sheet in front of you.
I think that the last bit that I just read out is largely pretty good.
I think...
I'm not going to go through it again, but yeah.
I think basically the thing to... No, is that the game weeks are coming up, but they're not yet. So you've got a couple
34 and 37, and watch out for 35 because there's not everyone's playing again.
Yeah,
and a couple of teams that you might load up on 34 aren't playing in 35.
Yeah, so that's the take home, isn't it?
Yeah,
double game weeks coming up, and you've got a couple of weeks to prepare for it. But be careful because the week after you might double up on players
yeah.
that then aren't going to play anyway.
So be careful, yeah, for not for too many West Ham and too many United, although I don't know really if you would with United.
If you could ever get too many West Ham players in your team.
Yeah, that's true.
I think they're going to do a chip next year, which is just...
Your West Ham chip, where you can just turn your team into West Ham for the day.
Exactly.
Yeah, just to marvel at how lovely it looks. Yeah, so there we go. I think, I mean, it's going to be a lot easier to see when it's updated on the FPL site.
Because this is
it's not, right? And when I was trying to research this, it was quite difficult because a lot of sites had the games listed, but they had some Thursday games that were actually part of this week, but they had them on the wrong week. So, but we managed to get it out there. It probably doesn't make a lot of sense, but it doesn't need to just yet. So just look at your game week 34, double teams, and start maybe trickling in, you know, the free transfers to try and build it up for that game week. And I guarantee that 80 to 90% of everyone who still has their triple captain, who still is playing FPL, are going to use it in game week 34 when Aguero's got the double game week.
I guess, so it's either that or you, in that big double game week, you do your bench boost.
Bench boost.
And then in the last one, then you go for your triple captain on week 37, if anybody's got a good fixture.
Maybe. Well, so I'm Everton, thinking Sunderland, Everton, really.
I am thinking
Lukaku.
No.
Yeah, maybe.
What about who Watford got? Watford, Liverpool, West Ham.
Watford, Norwich. Watford, Norwich, Igalo, but away towards the end of the season. A bit tricky. No.
West Ham, what about West Ham, Swansea, West Ham, Man United, triple captain Payet?
That, I'll tell you what, if it works out, that'll be huge points.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is that going to be your shout? Is that what you're going to... Because I'm going to be reading out the tweets in a moment, and I would say that 60, 70%. I'm giving a lot of percentages today. A lot of percentages. Currently drinking Stella, which is 5.2%. I think that a lot of the questions that we've had are double game week, triple captain related.
Yeah, definitely.
And we're not actually going to read any of them out because I cannot be bothered to mention the phrase double game week again.
But what about
just them?
So, yeah, questions, tweets.
Tweets. Let's do the tweets. Yeah, because we've exhausted that. At the moment, I'm thinking that sounded quite good when we play it back. Later, we're going to go, fucking hell, we should have just shut up. No, that's good. I'm happy with that. But like I say, it'll all become clear when it's updated on the FPL site. Just do that. So, tweets, twiddly tweets. We got a tweet from Jordy.
That's not the theme.
No, that's not.
Come on.
No, I'm not doing the theme.
Tweets, tweet like chocolate girl.
Well, I mean, one, you got the words wrong. It's tweet like chocolate boy. And two, that was last season's one. That hasn't been it for like a whole season.
No, that's not right. No, last season it was the one that it was like, what's that?
Oh, okay. So no, it was tweet like chocolate for a little bit at the start of the season. Then we switched it up.
Yeah, so what is it?
Where the tweets have no name.
Well, you've got
The tweets have no name. Wasn't worth it. You built up too much. We got a tweet from Jordy Wilson, who came second in our league last season, 2014 to 2015. Obviously, the guy is a Newcastle fan. He said, at the Gaffer Tapes, he tweeted us, he said, better performance from NUFC this week, still coming away with nothing. Whoever loses the derby next week is gone. Crucial. How do you feel about that, Ash? Newcastle, Sunderland next week. It's the big one, so close to the end of the season.
It's a difficult one because I really want to see Newcastle go down. Sorry, Wilson. But at the same time, I don't dislike Newcastle at all. When they were nearly...
Why do you want them to go down?
Well, it's one of those things, isn't it? You always want like a bigger club to go down. Like, you know, if like Tottenham were on the brink to go down, you'd want them to go down.
McLaren's gone now, so a lot of people's views on Newcastle have changed a little bit. Yeah. I think Craig tweeted that from the Twitter once, as soon as it was announced that McLaren's gone.
Yeah, I think it's quite interesting.
McMuffin's gone, the soggy tie. And he said, you know, who actually wants them to stay up now?
And it's quite interesting. Benitez, I think, is a bit of a character, isn't he? I don't know if... People like him or hate him or whatever.
Yeah, it's a strange appointment, really. It's a strange seeing him there, yeah.
So I don't...
Could very well be, though, Geordie, you know, when it comes to it, you know, Newcastle, Sunderland.
But this is where the thing comes up, isn't it? Because Newcastle, used to like them, you know, when they had Faustino Espria and Shearer.
Yeah.
Would have been well good if they'd won the league.
About 97, yeah. 98. Yeah.
Now, so it's been a few years. Mm. Now it's like, well, fuck off. Like the end of last season where they won, didn't they win 6-0? Was it them or Sunderland? Or somebody... When they escaped on the last day of the season, no, they fucking beat us.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, no. So Liverpool lost 6-0 last day of the season and Newcastle beat us to stay up. It would be so good to see them go down. But at the same time, obviously I want Sunderland to go down so Sam Allardyce can fuck off.
Right, okay.
So that's why.
Why not both? Villa stay up, them two go down. It's not going to happen, is it?
No, I think I'd rather Villa go down than both of them.
Really? Wow, you just hate everyone, don't you? Just a hateful man. We got a tweet in reply to Geordie Wilson.
Oh.
There was a tweet from Danny So Sick, at Danny So Sick. Now, that is Danny McGeeken, last year's winner of the Gaffer Tapes Mini League.
Who we shamefully missed off the list last week when we were talking about previous winners.
Did we?
Yeah, we were like, oh, yeah, so if you're Coatsy or...
We must have mentioned it because Danny McGeeken won, Coatsy came third, and Geordie Wilson came second.
I know, we didn't mention...
Did we not? Well, we're mentioning him now. And he mentions it as well. He intercepted the tweet from Geordie and he said, just you watch your back, pal. Ooh. Intense. He said, just you watch your back, pal. The champ has a master plan in place. Nobody remembers second place. Hashtag Beef Wellington. Now, nice. I really enjoyed that. See, Danny McGeeken, we did have a look. He was about 60 something, 67.
He's definitely 70. A one click.
He's a one clicker, and he's looking all right, but he's obviously got a plan. He tweeted us this saying before he's got a plan. So I'd be interested to find out. I mean, he's probably taken a lot of our double game week tips there, I would have thought, because it was so.
Does explain how he did so well last season.
Yeah, taking tips.
Must have been other tips. You know, no, coincidentally, he joined a week before
the end of the season. Yeah, pretty much.
So maybe that's why he did really well.
Might be. But so apparently he's got a massive, massive plan for it all. And maybe he can fit several pin numbers on it. I don't know. But he's got a big plan on how he's going to do it. So brilliant. I'd like to watch that. That's serious Beef Stroganoff, because that's Beef Stroganoff from the 14-15 season. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's been brought forward. It's
transcending.
That's vintage Stroganoff. That's lovely. That's sort of nicely aged.
Slow cooked,
aged Aberdeen Angus beef. Right there. Then we got a tweet regarding the whole Newcastle debate from Stimmers, some guy called Ian Stimson. Get us a job, Stimmers. He said, can Benitez keep them up, you reckon?
Question mark.
Correct, yeah. You didn't even see the tweet and you knew there was a question mark there. That's incredible.
I took it from the way you inferred it.
Yeah.
Can Benitez keep them up?
I don't know. Can he do enough? Apparently it was a decent performance against Leicester. So yeah. And the fact that it was only 1-0, that is progress. It's not like they were going to suddenly fucking beat the top of the league, was it? But just the 1-0.
I honestly don't know. Mm. I think he can do, because they've got... I was saying last week about... Have they got a good team? Honestly, I don't even know anymore. Possible, isn't it? They're going to stay up.
Do you think you're going to say that?
I've gone full circle.
See, if Craig was here, he'd be able to give us the odds and stuff like that. But
no one wants to know. Never tell me the odds.
No one wants to know.
Never tell me the odds.
Never tell you the odds. Okay, fair enough. So, well, that could not be a more indifferent answer there, Stimmers, unfortunately. Ash sort of went, so we don't know. We don't know. Maybe so. I don't know. I think Benitez is a decent manager. Maybe if there were players at Newcastle that... that dislike McLaren and potentially, as you always hear the rumours of players, you know, who want to get the manager sacked playing shit.
Yeah.
I don't know if that really was the case with
no, know, I think just
with Newcastle. I think they took it too far if it was. But
put it this way. So out of the three, they're neck and neck in the league, right? Newcastle are, what, 1 point behind them and have got a worse goal difference. So before now and the end of the season, Newcastle need to get one better result.
Yeah.
Don't they? And they're playing each other, so that game obviously does make a massive difference. But over the next 7 games, you're only going to have to win one game to make up for it, because they're both going to lose a fair few.
Yeah.
So really, it probably comes down to who's the better manager, Benitez or Allardyce.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got to be Benitez, isn't it? No?
Yeah. Oh, was that a real question or rhetorical? Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. I'd say Benitez is a better manager. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, there you go. So, Newcastle's to stay up.
There we go. We got there in the end. Down,
which unfortunately means Norwich.
Oh, that would be a shame. I like little Norwich.
Yeah, unless that's...
That's where you're from, isn't it, Norwich?
Well, that's where my wife's from, yeah. So, Norwich could stay up and relegate the both of them, which would be the best out of all of
Yeah.
Everything.
That'd be lovely. Yeah. All of everything. All of life. Better than winning the lottery, if anything.
Pretty much would be.
Absolutely. Right, a couple of questions, a couple of tips wanted. Nini G gets another shout out. We got a lot of tweets this week, but because he blew my mind last time, as he says, at the Gaffer-tapes, I'm sorry if this tweet doesn't blow Tom's mind as much as my last one, but which defence do you think is best to invest in? And then a kind of smiley face with a little hand underneath going, ooh, I wonder what. Right, rubbing his chin. Investing. I think you could start potentially looking for double game week defences now.
Yeah. I think
Everton's, your City's, Sanya, I think still scoring.
I think
all right.
Man City, it's got to be the way to go.
Cresswell as well. I say Cresswell. I got rid of him in my wild card because I needed to shift a little bit of money and he hadn't been performing for a while, but I'd had him for a while and he's very good. He's still sort of top five or six scorer on the game regarding defenders. So Cresswell was a shout. Anyone really from City, sort of City's top guys, Company maybe.
I think you're right. Sanya,
Company.
Yeah, Kolarov. They're all good really, aren't they?
Kolarov, yeah.
I think so. Company.
Maybe pile on City.
Company and Clichy would be pretty good.
Company and Clichy.
Yeah, so Clichy in the last... what's he got in the last five, six games? He's got 9-0-7-1-7-6. And then Company, now he's back. He's the same as well. Like, since he's back, he's got 6-9.
Yeah, massive, yeah.
And they got some double games week coming
up. See, look, you know, you have a couple of sixes and a double game week. That's nice, isn't it?
Yeah. Only thing is... Same with all the strong teams, is have they got other players you'd want? But I don't know if City do. You probably want Aguero, like if you've got the cash, and then
I've got the cash, mate. Don't worry about that.
And then you could pick up two City defenders because who else are you going to have? Like the rest of the midfield.
Exactly. Yeah. Yaya has been in and out of your team. He's been in and out of mine for a while, but he's not been consistent enough, as he said.
No.
That's true. That's very true.
Now De Bruyne's dead.
De Bruyne is dead. That we can confirm that. We got a lot of tweets about double game week. We got tweets from Shirts versus Skins FPL, which is essentially just an American version of our podcast.
That's so much better.
And we listen to it, yeah. And good lads, they're bloody good lads. And they asked us a few sort of technical questions about podcasts and things like that. And they're great. Although their tweet was double game week related, and I think we've probably covered that, but I just kind of wanted to give them a shout out.
Okay.
Because they're good lads, and there is a lot of FPL podcasts out there that are very, very similar to ours. Theirs isn't. They've taken their own little thing, and the fact that they're Americans.
So is there the difference between us and them?
No, they've done something very different. There's a lot of podcasts. I'm not going to mention... You know who, but there's a lot of... I say inspired, but I think they've just ripped us off a lot of them. Not the Shirts versus Skins guys, but a lot of sort of more British ones.
I think we've inspired... I think actually since we started, we've inspired a few podcasts, which I think is good. But
is that good?
Yeah, it's cool.
No, I get really angry about it. No, I'm fine.
For anybody listening, like if you want to start your own FPL podcast and you like ours, that's amazing.
Yeah.
It's really good to build a community and stuff. Tom being a stand-up comedian is bitter towards anybody else.
Do you know what it is? It must be being a comedian. There's a lot of plagiarism around. There's a lot of plagiarism around, and you know.
What's the guy? Who is the guy from...
Let's not start naming people.
Who's the guy from Bristol?
Who's that guy from Bristol?
The guy from Bristol who is got a popular BBC programme now, and I'm sure you and Craig hate him, and he does little anecdotes about his dog and his mum.
Oh, Russell Howard.
Oh, Russell Howard. Oh, we love him. Yeah. Exactly. Bitter.
Yeah. I think on an outtake in an earlier episode of the podcast last season, I referred to him as a wob-eyed wanker. So we'll leave that there. We had a few tweets. We'll just round these up now and we'll finish this segment. We got a few tweets. Again, we got another tweet from Footy From Afar, Oscar. He said, once again, all up arrows, except in the Gaffer Tapes League. I just want to make the top 100 there and the top 100k overall. When he tweeted us a picture, and he's gone down in nearly every single league. He's gone up in nearly every single league. But the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football podcast.
So it's difficult to go up.
Got a tweet from Dimitri VD Reek. DVD at DVD Reek. He said, I can relate, top 8,000 after moving up 2,000 this game week.
Jesus Christ.
But a red arrow in the Gaffer Tapes League. I love that. I love the fact.
That's where the professionals that happened.
And then after that, I then tweeted, I tweeted that and I said, you know, we've got a really competitive league. And then this guy that I mentioned earlier, Martin Steinbach, he said, I've just joined at 1,706 points. Let's see if I can wrestle my way into the top 10 and the top 10K overall. So he's obviously really good. And we've noticed that he's probably going to go straight in at something like just above Ash. as an official position, but yeah, so that's good. I mean, you can join the league using the pin on fantasypremierleague.com 142755-38788. Tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes. If you don't have Twitter,
fuck off.
Email us. What's the email address, Ash? info@thegaffertapes.com. It's taking the words off your face. And yeah, so thanks very much for all the tweets we got. We are going to we're going to leave that there, and we're going to come back for segment three shortly. I apologise if I got a little bit angry, but you know, if you want to copy us, then good luck to you. No, it is good. It's friendly, isn't it?
Not the way you make it sound.
Nah, definitely not. I'm furious, actually. But no, thanks very much, and we'll see you for part three in a moment. Welcome back to part three of the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast, award-nominated Fantasy Football Podcast, original and best Fantasy Football Podcast. We're here, we're going to run down the fixtures for game week 31, the impending game week 31 on Saturday the 19th of March it starts, which coincidentally is my 30th birthday, guys. Thanks very much, it's quite a big deal. The early kickoff, Ash. Everton Arsenal. I'm not feeling overly enthusiastic about that.
Well, that's a fucking surprise.
Yes. I mean, we just need to win every single game.
Good luck with that.
And we literally can't afford to cock up. Cock up one more time, that's it. I keep throwing my hands up and going, that's it, we've fucking done it. But something does enough, like, you know, Spurs will draw or something will happen and it just keeps me sort of in it enough, but yeah,
So are you thinking Arsenal got a chance of winning the league? Because I'd sort of written that off. And
8 points behind Leicester if we win. We got the game in hand. If we win that game, we'll be 8 points behind Leicester with 7 to go. So, I mean, it is still there. It's just not enough. It's one of those, it's going to bumble on for another couple of weeks until people go, yeah, Leicester have definitely fucking won it. But obviously, I'm still going to remain slightly optimistic as an Arsenal fan. But it's just slightly beyond reach potentially. I don't know, but yeah. So that's the early kickoff. Us away to Everton, which is never a nice fixture for us. A draw there,
Everton away is always difficult for everybody.
It is, man. Definitely. So yeah, you got Lukaku. He'll probably score against us. I would have thought that week.
Who's playing? Who's actually playing up front for Everton? Arsenal at the minute.
Well, it's usually Giroud's, well, potentially Giroud starting, but Welbeck coming off the bench. The other week he just had Sanchez there.
Oh.
So, yeah. I don't know. It's kind of mix and match.
So there's no one you can rely on at the minute.
He started Walcott up there a few times. Yeah. But we still don't have that out and out striker. But that's a discussion for another time. When Wenger gets the boot and they pop me in there. Chelsea West Ham, your boys.
Well, I guess most people are going to stick with Park.
Fancy that, ain't you? Got to fancy that.
I don't know. No, I'm not sure.
No?
I don't know.
Chelsea have hit a bit of better form.
Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? They've still got a better squad than us, but we're better, like, for the season, we're obviously on better form than them.
Yeah.
Fuck knows. Who knows? It's the first time, probably the first time ever, that our goal difference has been better than them.
Yeah. So, wow, yeah, potentially.
Yeah.
Leicester are away to Palace. Top of the league, Leicester away to Palace. Potential for some Leicester points there. Watford at home to Stoke. West Brom at home to Norwich. And then Swansea at home to Villa is the last game on Saturday. Now, talking captain choices, I wanted to jump in there and say Sigurdsson. Potential for Swansea at home to Villa. Sigurdsson's on form. He's hit form as a result. Swansea have hit a bit of form and it's kind of lifted the team. So I'm going to go Tommy's captain choice. I'm going to even bring him in. I'm going to get rid of Eriksson, bring Sigurdsson in for that game at home to Villa.
That's a classic Craig manoeuvre.
It's a classic Craig manoeuvre.
Wait till I tip someone, have them on my team for 2 weeks, and then the week after, you tip them for captain when they're playing Villa, and then take the credit.
Internal civil war, gaffer tape Stroganoff. Unbelievable.
The whole world has exploded.
I'm just calling it. Although last week you did say he is a classic FPL pick.
Exactly.
But then you also named Sessegnon as well, which, a couple of years ago, maybe.
Well, not this season, but still.
And then the Sunday games, Newcastle-Sunderland, that's the game we referred to earlier. It's essentially the scrap, isn't it? It's essentially scrap heap challenge with football players. Just try and build someone. Build Kieran Dyer out of a load of metal. Build some dignity out of a pile of shit. Southampton Liverpool. I'm trying to work out how that one, as I restructure my team and decide who's going in goal, I'm trying to work out how that one's going to go. I don't know. That's a tough one, isn't it?
Apart from Benteke at the start of the season, he was all right, and now isn't allowed to play anymore. I've not had a Liverpool player. None of them have been appealing to me. Even like
Milner for a little bit at the start of the season, I think, and then I had to have. Start of the season, I had bloody...
Balotelli.
What's his chops? Balotelli, because I lost the fucking pre-season quiz and had to have Balotelli for 2 weeks in my team. I forget about that every time and I think, how the fuck am I doing better than Craig? And I had Balotelli in my team for 2 weeks.
That is true.
Yeah, I can't decide how that's going to go between Southampton and Liverpool, and I keep chopping and changing my team, who I'm starting, who I'm putting on the bench, because I don't know whether to play Font and have Forster in goal or go for Gomez in goal. So I don't know. I'll have to decide last minute. It's the Manchester Derby on Sunday as well.
City fans have got to be looking forward to this one, haven't they?
Yeah, they're going to thump United, wouldn't you think?
Although Man City is so shit as well.
Yeah, basically. City at home. Although, they're not on form.
Yeah. Fuck knows.
I instantly said they're going to thump them and thought, of course they're not.
But they've got to, haven't they? If they haven't, we're going top of the league.
Yeah.
Ish.
You're going top of the league?
Top of the league, -4. Same thing, isn't it?
No way.
Well, what are you talking about?
I never said we're going top of the league. Let's not start rowing.
We've done so well on our own. Fourth place is top of the league for an Arsenal fan, isn't it?
Oh, look at me. Right, and the last game, Tottenham-Bournemouth. It's making me want to pull my Bournemouth boys out of there because Tottenham are on fire. They're scoring goals.
I definitely don't want to see you pull your Bournemouth boys out.
No, definitely not. But we'll do that afterwards. I'll celebrate. We've had some stellars and we've done a bloody good podcast. Tommy pulls his Bournemouth boys out. So I don't know. I'm thinking the people have got Daniels at the back. Do you pull?
My pick your then, one out? After not doing it this week and paying the price for it, it's possibly Captain Kane. Bournemouth good, but they're not solid at the back.
Yeah. Okay, so is that your little tip then, Captain Kane?
Yeah, as you've stolen. Well, Kane,
I definitely didn't steal it.
You did, but then again, I stole Kane off you because I've not had him. I only brought him in this year.
This year.
Yes, that's quite good, actually. I only brought him in this week.
Shall we move on to the quiz before we embarrass ourselves any more than we have?
Moving on to the quiz.
So there you go. There's your fixtures. No real out-and-out obvious, captain choices I wouldn't have thought. Aguero's always in with a shout, potentially, but no, I've gone for Sigurdsson, and Ash has gone for Kane. So, Ash, it's the big time. It's the time, the big wrap-up, the big finale of the day, the quiz, the weekly podcast.
So, here we are. So, last week, controversy reigned.
Oh, it did? I forgot about that.
Okay, so, last week, what was the differential between you and Craig? Was it 3 points?
Well, I know how we ended last week. It's we ended and the score currently stands at 11-7. I thought you were talking about the controversy.
I am.
That I tweeted.
Because it started off, you last week, you were 3 points behind, right?
Yeah.
And then some people tweeted in and said that I'd misspoken on a question, which sounds mad.
Mm.
But I've listened back to the audio.
Okay.
And it's a difficult one because I did read the question wrong.
Yes.
But at the same time, it was the same type of question as all the others.
True.
But given that it was my mistake.
And you're a weird quiz wizard guy who changes questions and shit. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. So. I'm going to say that this week's quiz is worth 2 points, and we're removing last week's point.
Wow, okay.
And Craig isn't here to bitch about it, so it makes it a lot easier.
Yeah.
So the current score is 3-3. Craig is now 3 points ahead of you, not four.
Okay, so we're
10-7.
So we're calling it 10-7. 10-7, okay.
But Craig,
close to 3-3.
From similar. His deathbed, has texted in.
Yeah.
His answers to the quiz questions. Okay. So if you beat him, you'll be one behind.
Right.
But if you lose, he's going to get 2 points and go even further ahead.
I'm happy for that.
Okay. And so he's already answered it and he's done well.
Which quiz is it? I don't even know what quiz it is.
We are playing everybody's actual favourite. Not Neil versus Real on Ice.
How can it be everyone's actual favourite then if it's not Neil versus Real? One of the many... versions of that. Go on.
It's emotional abuse.
Oh, okay. I'm actually all right at that. Fantastic. Okay, right. So get your pens and paper ready because we're playing emotional abuse.
So if you've not listened to our often copied quiz, I ask a fan of the show to message in an emoticon version
of... What is it? Like a storyline or an issue?
Yeah, exactly.
A thing that's happened.
So you just have to message in.
Are we going to reveal who it is you've messaged? Or is that like the bonus question like last time?
No, because I didn't get Craig to answer it. So we'll just leave it for this week.
Oh, okay.
So
Craig has already answered these and has already given you the answer.
So he's messaged me. Okay. So he's got an advantage. But so Craig has got an advantage.
Oh, of course he has. I just fucking realised he could Google shit.
No. Well, you could have done.
I suppose you can't really Google this.
No, you can't. No, you definitely can't.
But he's got a lot longer to think about it than me.
Exactly. But you've had the benefit of the possible bonus point.
I'm ghetto and I'm hardcore.
Yeah.
No, I'll go for it. Let's do it.
So, I asked a listener.
Okay.
To...
Can we disclose who the listener is then?
No, it's top secret.
Okay.
Let's put it that way. It's top secret.
Okay.
I'll let you mull over that one.
Top secret?
It's top secret. Yeah. Actually, I met... an actor from Hollyoaks today.
Right.
So.
No, it's good. I thought you were going to say an actor from Hollywood. I thought that's a lot better than Hollyoaks.
No, so not that secret. But probably Tom's the only person who's going to know.
I literally have no idea what you're talking about.
Craig. He'd blow, wouldn't he? So. First one.
It's falling apart, Ash.
It's not.
It's fine. Okay. It's fine. We smashed it.
First one. Umbrella.
Oh, God.
Rainy umbrella.
Yeah.
And a gun.
Okay, straight away. It's got to be McLaren getting the boot.
And that's what Craig went as well.
Yeah. One all. Pow, pow. Yeah. See? Swifter and more efficient when it's just the one of me.
Yeah. I liked, for anybody who listened last week to the quiz, Stimson, Ian Stimmers, the Stimson, offered jokingly to do a supercut of... Tom's umming and erring, which I thought was the best idea I've ever heard. Yeah,
I didn't hear that.
No, he hasn't done it yet. But
is there actually a?
There
do I do it a lot? Wait, is it just quiz wise?
I think it was just in the quiz. Yeah. Okay, so question two: Japanese flag, bicycle. Tom's drawing a Japanese flag, and I was drawing a bicycle.
And you can win my doodlings if you go to decapitate.com.
If you go to eBay and bid £500.
Yeah. Japanese bicycle. Oh, do you know what? I have not got a clue.
Come on, think about it.
A Japanese flag and a bike. I don't know enough about it.
Enough about
it. It's an overhead kick, a bicycle kick. A bicycle kick? It's your man. Is it your man from Leicester? He was called Okachani or something. Is it? Oh, it's terrible. That's an African name, Okachani, if I've ever heard one.
Oh, shit. God. Oh, my God, I feel lightheaded. Oh, my God, I'm going to pass out. Right, can somebody, can a listener please phone for an ambulance?
Right, go on.
So your guess?
No. It's not Ocucciani. But the guy from Leicester scored. No, but it wasn't even that, was it?
So can I have your final answer?
The guy from Leicester scoring a goal.
The guy from Leicester scoring a goal.
In the 1-0 win against Newcastle.
It was Okazaki's bicycle.
Was it? Yeah, Okazaki? Well, that's not bad. Ocucciani. That's pretty fucking close.
It's pretty fucking bad, but okay.
What did Craig say?
Yeah, Okazaki bicycle winner.
Well, of course he did, because he Googled Japanese footballer, and then it's come up recent on Google. Japanese boy. I'm having a graft for this shit. Fucking Okachani, the bicycle boy.
Best answer ever.
Good name for a book. Okachani, the bicycle boy. Right.
Copyright.
Number three. How many of these have we got?
Eight.
Shit.
Okay. So number three. So it's 2-2.
Yeah.
Bang, bang. Crying with laughter. Emoji.
Yeah.
A picture of the Eiffel Tower. And a bag of money.
Oh, is it? I tell you what, the Eiffel Tower, Ibrahimovic said something about the Eiffel Tower. He said he'd leave PSG if they put a statue of him instead of the Eiffel Tower. Is it that?
So what's your answer?
Ibrahimovic, the story about him leaving PSG.
I'll give you that. Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. Craig put, I don't know. You got the story back. You got the story backwards, but you knew what you were talking about.
Why? What did I say?
He said Ibrahimovic would leave.
Oh, yeah, I meant he won't leave.
Yeah, okay. No. So, 2-1. Craig's going to be furious at this point.
Amazing. Do you know what? And I only read that earlier because I was Googling that sort of shit for the pod. Transfer shit.
Okay, so 2-1 to Tommy.
Yeah.
Okay, question four.
He's going to think we fixed this.
We definitely have not. Question four. A load of bones... A load of bare bones.
What do you mean bare bones?
A big
belonging to bears or just without meat on them?
Yeah, just bones. Yep. Skull and crossbones. A big sack of money.
Mm-hmm.
A taxi and a ram.
Taxi? Well, a ram would mean surely Derby. A taxi, the manager leaving.
Pressure's on here.
Someone left bones. So it's a skull and crossbones. So dead manager from somewhere. Manager dead. Manager gone. The Derby manager leaving. Is that enough?
That's not enough.
That's
no.
Not even it. No.
No, that's close. And Craig didn't get it either. He put Swansea to beat Arsenal because I'm assuming he thought the Ram was a
Did
sheep.
You send the actual emojis to
yeah.
him?
Yeah.
Fucking leg up straight away, isn't he? He's seeing the fucking emojis.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so, well, I'm not sure. I think it might make it harder.
Go on, what was it?
It was Harry Redknapp has been offered
a Derby job.
An assistant coaching role with Derby.
Right.
So that's a difficult one.
What's the skull and crossbones about?
Like, you know, it's always like down to the bare bones, I guess, is the problem thing, isn't it?
Is it?
That's what I reckon. Either that or it's like really old.
Yeah,
it's one of those
He's an old skeleton-faced man.
Yeah, yeah.
Floppy, droopy dog face.
So, it's 3-2 to you still?
No, 2-1.
2-1. No, 3-2. 2-1. Same difference. Okay, next one.
Quiz wizard.
He's doing it right. Okay, French flag.
Oh, yeah.
Football. French flag, football.
Know nothing about international affairs. French flag for I wouldn't even know where to begin. I don't know.
Okay, that was West Ham beat Man United. Draw with Man United 1-1. Payet and Martial the scorers.
Ah, the two Frenchies.
Yeah,
old Frenchos. Still 2-1. Okay. Oh no! Hang on. What did Craig say?
Did
you get it?
1, 2, 3. I think he's missed the question out, actually. But he didn't get it.
Well, not one of his answers. Out, he didn't.
It's not one of his answers.
Fair enough, still 2-1. This is so fucking corrupt, isn't it? It's like Blatter in it again, isn't it?
Okay, next one. Belgian flag.
I don't even know how to draw a Belgian flag.
Okay. Then a crying face, teary-eyed, really crying face. Like a dead face.
A dead face? What is a dead face?
and then a little face, but with two hands up, and then a football, and then an angry face. So to summarise, Belgian flag, lots of crying faces, a hand face, a football, and then an angry face.
A hand face. This isn't a quiz. Right, Belgium, I know nothing. Belgium, who's fucking Belgian? Where's Lukaku from? He's not Belgium, is he?
It's not a Belgium.
He's not a Belgian one. I wouldn't even be able to guess, Ash. I'm not going to lie to you.
No?
No, go on.
Lukaku scoring.
Is it? You're fucking about. It's not.
It's...
Oh! You are shitting me. Why did I not go for that when it's not Lukaku? Oh! Because I didn't want to look like a knobhead for going, is Lukaku Belgian? But he is.
Yep.
The only Belgian person I could think of was Thomas Vermaelen. And he hasn't played in the Premier League for God knows how long. Well, I am furious. Did Craig get it?
I'm not sure whether Craig's answer to this is for this one or
what's
the next
one. What's he said? Oh, okay. I'll tell me after.
Okay.
Well, that's really fucking annoying me. Sorry.
So there, for Craig listening, if I wanted to help Tom, I would have told him to actually give an answer to that question.
Yeah.
Because that was the only thing we'd have given.
I think everyone's realised that I haven't even given an answer for the last three. It's not...
Yeah. Okay, so two left. Next one is just the smiley turd face.
Smiley? What, a smile? Just the turd with a smile on it.
Yeah.
A turd with a smile on it? Some shit. Oh, is it... Is it Costa getting sent off?
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
No, it's Aston Villa.
Fuck. Ooh, what? So you just asked a Birmingham fan, what do you think of Villa? Shit. Is that what's
happening? I think that sums up Villa's season.
Right, okay. Go on. So what's Craig put then?
I'm not sure whether it was his answer for this question or the one before.
Yeah.
It could have gone for either of them, to be fair. He put hazardy shit question mark.
Well, it's not right for either one.
I know it's not, but I mean, it could be the answer.
Oh, okay, well, that's fine. It doesn't matter. So it's still 2-1.
Yeah, and so...
He's just so ill. I can just imagine him replying to these on text messages. I literally couldn't give a shit. I'm throwing up my fucking guts up.
Okay, so last one.
2-1. Come on, T-Dog.
This is it. It's the big one. Okay. Italy flag. Sand clock.
It's like a timer. Sand timer. Sand
clock.
As
I was saying it, I was like, what the fuck is a sand clock?
Where's the sand clock?
Yeah. Another sand clock.
Another one.
Third sand clock.
Three fucking sand clocks.
And a fourth, but this time it's a sand wizard. What did you say? What's the first time? A sand timer?
What?
A sand clock. Is that what we're calling it now?
Well,
an egg timer. Egg timer is what it is, isn't it?
So four egg timers.
Yep.
So Italy and four egg timers.
Yep. Then
yeah,
two footballs.
Fuck me. How many? Two footballs.
Two footballs. A smiley face.
Yeah.
With a Dutch flag.
Oh, so it's a late goal, isn't it? It's four added minutes. Late goal. Who got a late goal? Is it? Is that what it is? Italy. What was the last flag?
Dutch.
Italy.
I think wizards. Sand.
Wizards? There's no wizards involved.
Santa. He's a wizard, Harry.
Do you know what? A late goal. Who even got a late goal? I don't know. I can't even give an answer. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, not to put the pressure on you. But if you draw this, I'm awarding all the points to Craig.
Well, I literally can't give an answer.
You must, but you've got to guess.
I can't.
You can't guess.
Alessandro Del Piero. Go on.
Is the wrong answer.
I would have thought so. Go on.
Craig had no idea. You win 3-2.
What was that one? What was that last one?
Pella. Pella scoring two goals after 4 months without a goal.
Four things and then why the Belgium thing? It doesn't matter. I don't care.
Dutch, but Koeman, I imagine.
Oh, beautiful. So I won that. So it is now 10-8.
10-9.
Was it two points for me? It's 10-9.
Yeah.
I feel that's justified, not just because of that, but because the fact that Craig did give me a point one time. He tweeted that he gave me a point when he had to pull out of a podcast last minute. Which essentially he's done today, but you know. That's good. Thanks very much. 10-9.
Next week.
And this is exciting.
If next week we're hosting this show permanently on our own, you know it's because Craig rage quit the show. So I think we have to put pressure on him to not be a sore loser.
Correct.
Because he's still winning.
Lovely. Well, that's good.
Tommy's
and you can. I'm going
to
take a photo of my emotional pictures. Take a photo and tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes or email info@thegaffertapes.com if you were drawing the little emojis as you went along, like I have, and then we can all. I mean, it's a shambles, but it's funny, and then we can all look at it and join the FBL community. But thanks very much, Ash. That was good. I'm happy with that. 10-9, massive with a few weeks to go. That's colossal.
So when you lose, wearing your Arsenal shirt to the Tottenham game.
Oh yeah,
it's going to be super difficult, isn't it?
Yeah, we need to decide on what's happening. But I'm feeling a lot happier now. It may not be. It's officially 10-9, and that's what we can take from today. Brilliant. Thank you very much. Well, you know, we've given you all we've got. We're spent. So
so if you want to hear any of our thoughts,
yes,
you can get Tommy on @the_Tom_Holmes.
Yep. On Twitter.
On Twitter. I thought there might be another underscore.
And it's Holmes, not Holmes. It's got an L in it. But
I don't know if I know you that well.
You can get Ash on @AshKernsworth.
Yeah.
Craig on @CraigHazel. Follow us @TheGafferTapes. And let us know if you want to write a blog for us or appear on the podcast. We've had quite a lot of...
Oh, so if you're any of the people who've said they want to appear on the podcast, I'll message you and get you on.
Yeah. Because a lot of people have said that. But we might do like some end of season special where we get everyone on or get everyone to like put a little voice clip on or something. But yeah, get involved. We use Twitter a lot and get involved and tweet us your teams and stuff. So yeah, so that's pretty much it, Ash. How do you feel it went?
Shambles.
Not bad.
I think it's a shenanigans.
Shambles.
Couldn't even say shambles.
It's essentially shambles, isn't it? Let's be honest. Like champagne shambles.
Best episode ever.
Pretty much. But ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for listening. And goodbye. That was good. That was slick. That was nice. How long was that?
22 minutes.
Decent.